I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Russia launched its largest attack on Ukraine this year. 18 people were killed and over 100 wounded. One target destroyed was a church in Zaporozhye. Suffolk Gospel Association's Eric Mock was there recently visiting ministry partners.
Church leaders and pastors there traveled to multiple villages. So we're in an area called the Gray Zone, which is about 20 miles away from the front lines, close enough that we could hear the rumble of explosions in the distance, and close enough that the people lived in terror.
These pastors go out with literal body armor and the spiritual armor of God. And while church buildings are struck down, the believer's faith is not destroyed. Pray for Ukrainian Christians encouraging others in Christ. And in a move that may ease pressure on war-torn Lebanon, Syrian refugees are increasingly returning to their homeland. Nearly 200,000 people have crossed from Lebanon into Syria since the war began. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
electricity, water, sewage, roads, everything is affected. Right now, with the extra harm caused by this recent war.
Heart for Lebanon's unbiased care for those who remain leads to gospel opportunities.
There is a vacuum in their life. It can either be filled by people who give them a bag of food to control them and indoctrinate them, or it's our opportunity to come alongside with them and lead them out of despair into hope in Christ alone.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.